I think we have a very full day ahead of us.
我相信我们今天有一天的时间。
And I'd like to see how we all look and feel at 4:30, 5 o'clock this evening.
我想四点半的时候想知道你们究竟感觉是怎么样。
I'm going to try to keep cool.
我要尽量把我最好的告诉你们。
Well, I do want to enjoy this time with you, and I ask that you pray the Lord will help me, especially with my voice.
我特别很喜乐能够在你们中间请你们为我祷告，特别是我的喉咙，我的声音。
Our subject for this morning, as you have it, if you have it in the program, is living for Jesus.
我们今天一天的题目是为主而活。
And this morning we want to focus on the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John.
我们今天早上要来查考约翰福音第十五章。
Here we're going to talk about the believer's relationships. Thank you.
今天早上我们要讲主与门徒的关系。
We cannot look at chapter 15 of John without looking at the chapters on either side.
我们不能只看十五章不看前面后面两章。
They all go together as a cluster. Chapter 14, 15, 16, and 17.
这几章是连在一起的，十四、十五、十六、十七。
I'm sure you are familiar with the opening words of the 14th chapter.
我们相信你都记得在十四章的这个开场白。
Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled."
耶稣告诉他门徒说：“你们心里不要忧愁。”
And the reason that he said these words is because he was going to the cross and he was telling them about his experience.
他讲主耶稣讲这句话，因为他知道他要走上十字架上面去，他是知道他所要经历的事情。
Chapter 14, then, is the comfort for troubled souls chapter.
第十四章是安慰那忧伤困苦的心灵的。
Chapter 15, where we are going to focus, I like to entitle Instruction for Believers Living.
第十五章我们今天要谈的，我愿意给他一个题目，就是给门徒生活的训责。
And then to help the believers to live as they ought,Chapter 16 is guidance of the Holy Spirit for Christian living.
为了要帮助门徒能够生活，第十六章就是赐下圣灵来帮助门徒的生活。
And then the 17th chapter, the high priestly prayer of our Lord, is the prayer for preservation of the believer.
第十七章是我们的大祭司的祷告，是大祭司为他的儿女为神的儿女的保存的祷告。
Let's focus on chapter 15.
我们要再一次来注重第十五章。
I would like for us to look at this chapter in three sections.
我们要分成三段来看这章的圣经。
Section 1 goes from verses 1 through 11.
第一个部分我们看第一节到第十一节。
Section 2.Verses 12 through 17.
第二个部分从第十二节到第十七节。
And section 3, verses 18 through chapter 16, verse 1.
第三个部分是从十八节看到第十六章的第一节。
I'd like for us to read that first section, verses 1 through 11.
我们好不好大家一起来把第一段念一遍，第一节到第十一节。
And I'm wondering if our brother reading it in the Chinese language, those of us who have our Bibles can follow in English, could just follow along, because I'm going to be going over it verse by verse. It'll save us the time of reading it twice.
我们用中文来念一遍，然后用英文的来跟着念，好吧？我们第一节到第十一节。我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子； 你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。你们离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面，扔里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
The first two words of this chapter are very common words in the Gospels that our Lord spoke. He said, I am.
这个两个字在神的话里面常常的出现，就是我是。
You can go through the Gospels and underline in your Bible every time the Lord says, I am.
你可以把新约圣经主耶稣讲的话，只要说主耶稣说我是的部分，你把它画出来。
And you'll find that I am appears more in the Gospel of John than any of the other Gospels.
你发现在约翰福音里面主耶稣讲到我是多过所有其他的四福音书。
You find in chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
你发现十四章里面主耶稣说我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the resurrection.
他说我是复活。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
Then in John 10, I am the door.
那约翰福音第十章说，耶稣说，我就是门。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
And many times Jesus says, I am.
很多时候主耶稣说，我是。
He doesn't say I was or I will be.
他不是说我曾经是或我将来是。
He doesn't say I used to be.
或者说我以前曾经是这样。
And he doesn't say I hope to be.
或者说我希望是这样。
There is a certitude about the declarations of Christ about himself.
在主耶稣宣告他的本位以前，他有足够的的决定权。
And he uses a figure here that is very common among the Palestinians.
他这次用一个图画，对巴勒斯坦住的人都非常的熟悉。
And that is the vine.
就是葡萄树。
The vine was the life of the people in Palestinian countries.
葡萄树供给当地居民许多生活上的需要。
Because from the vine they gathered grapes.
因为从葡萄树上面他们收集了葡萄。
And the grapes were crushed and made into wine.
然后葡萄就压榨成为葡萄酒。
And the juice of the vine was to them like coffee is to Americans and tea is to Chinese.
当时候葡萄汁对当地的人来说就好像美国人喝咖啡、中国人喝茶一样。
Now you just try to imagine not having one tea leaf in your home for a whole year.
你想一想看，假如你的家里面连一片茶叶都没有，整整一年找不到一片茶叶是怎么样？
I have an idea most of you would say there's no use in living. Let's just lay down and die.
有人可能说那活着没什么意思了。
Somebody said about coffee, you know, Americans like coffee.
有的人讲咖啡，你知道美国人喜欢喝咖啡。
And one person, because it took a long time to awaken in the morning,
有一个人因为早上他花很多时间才能够起床。
Said, I don't even believe in God until I've had my coffee.
他说我直到有喝了咖啡以后我才相信，我才信神。
So,The fruit of the vine was very, very important to the Palestinian mind.
所以对巴勒斯坦这个地方的人，这个葡萄树对他们来讲生活上很重要。
And Jesus says, I am the true vine.
耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Not the vine that dies and then comes alive again and dies and comes alive again through the seasons of the year.
并不是讲到有些葡萄树它按着四季它死了又活了死了又活了。
But I am the true vine that God, my Father, planted.
我是真葡萄树，是天父栽培的。
You see, throughout the Old Testament, God is trying to plant a vine.
你看在圣经里面，旧约的过程里面，神他试着要栽一棵葡萄树。
In Psalm 80, verse 8, the psalmist speaks of God planting a vine that came out of Egypt.
乃诗篇第八十篇第八节里面，作诗的人说，神在从埃及地来栽出一个葡萄树。
He is referring to the people of Israel.
他是讲到以色列人。
Now you know what happened to the people of Israel.
你知道以色列人的光景。
God was disappointed in them.
神对他们很失望。
They rebelled, they murmured, they complained, they backslid, they were not faithful.
他们抱怨，他们埋怨，他们退后，他们对神并不忠实。
God called the people, as I said last night, in the 12th chapter of Genesis, he called a people to be his people, but they disappointed him.
神，我昨天晚上在讲到神在创世纪第十二章里面说，他呼召一批的民来属于他，可是他却使神失望。
They were a backsliding people.
他们就退后跌倒。
He says in Jeremiah, My people have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water.
他就在耶利米书我们昨天讲到说，我的民退后跌倒，他们离开我，就像瓦器破碎，不能够再装水一样。
How many times God wanted to even destroy his people because they had been faithless?
多少时候神想要毁灭这批的人，因为他们对神没有忠心。
But in the fullness of time, God planted the true vine.
可是在时候满足的时候，神亲自栽了一棵真葡萄树。
And this shoot out of the root of Jesse blossomed.
它是从耶西的根发芽发苗。
Jesus Christ said, I am the true vine, the vine that will not fail.
耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，那真葡萄树它不跌倒的。
The vine that Isaiah promised.
是那真葡萄树，是那耶利米他在当初预言所说的。
The vine that the psalmist anticipated.
是那做诗篇的人所预言的。
The vine that will blossom and bring forth abundantly.
是那我们所知道会发芽，会开花结果的。
And as much as to say, if you want to live abundantly, relate yourself to me.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说，你要活得生命有意义，你要跟我有关系。
So Jesus is talking about relationships here.
所以耶稣在这里讲到与耶稣的关系。
Now it's important to remember that there are three fundamental relationships in the believer's life.
我们要知道在信徒的生活里面与神有三种不同的关系。
Jesus Christ starts out at the very beginning telling what his relationship is to the Father.
耶稣在一开始的时候就讲到他与父之间的关系是怎么样。
He says, I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
And my Father is the vine dresser.
他说我父是栽培的人。
I remember when I was just a little boy, my father, who grew up in Sicily, took great pride in his grapevines.
我记得我小的时候，我父亲是在意大利 Sicily 长大的。他在栽种葡萄园这件事情上，他觉得非常的能干。
When my wife and I visited in Sicily preaching the gospel, we went to visit my father's land that he used to own.
我当我的妻子到我父亲的家去拜望他的时候，他领我到他曾经拥有的这些葡萄园地里面去。
He grew olive trees, orange trees, lemon trees, fig trees, and grapevines.
他栽种许多的树，包括无花果树、橄榄树，他其中还包括葡萄树。
But my father left them all, not because he wanted to.
他虽然就不再拥有它，并不是他愿意失去这块地。
You see, what they grew in the earth there in that poor country was their very livelihood.
你知道在那贫穷的地方，那些长成的果实是他们生命的根据。
And the mafia told my father's brother to go and destroy another man's vines.
那些黑手党的人就叫他们的弟兄去 毁灭其他人的葡萄园地。
And to destroy another man's vines mean he had no living.
把他的葡萄园地毁坏了，就表示他不再能够可以生存了。
My father's brother said no, he wouldn't do it.
我父亲的兄弟黑手党叫他去，他不愿意去毁坏别人的田地。
So early one morning, they shot him right on his doorstep.
所以在一天早上，黑手党的人就把我的父亲的兄弟当着他的门口就用枪把他打死。
And if anybody in your family is connected with the mafia, you'd better run.
如果你的家庭里面任何一个人跟黑手党有结怨的话，你赶快就要跑走。
So my father fled Sicily and came to this country.
所以我的父亲就逃难离开 Sicily 来到这个国家。
He said goodbye to his house, to his property, and his vines, and he came here.
他对他的家庭，对他的田园说再见，他就到这个国家来。
But he still had a sense of the vine life, and he planted his vines in America.
他实在还是有葡萄园的这个血在他的里面，他到美国来，他还是种葡萄。
And those fig trees, little fig trees, they didn't grow as well in Chicago as they did in Sicily.
这个小树在芝加哥长得不像在 Sicily 长得那么好。
Because Chicago did not have a Mediterranean breeze.
因为在芝加哥并没有地中海的凉风。
But I was intrigued as he would work with that fig tree.And then with his little knife, he would cut away at the vine. He'd cut beautiful, and I'd say, in Italian, of course, and I'd say, Pa, why are you cutting all that away? And of course, he'd have to explain it to me.
我小时候看到父亲怎么样修剪这个根，修剪这个树，怎么样量一定的长度，我就问他说，父亲，你为什么这样做？然后他就跟我解释。
In fact, to come into our house, you had to go under a grape arbor. He had a big arbor about 15 feet long and 8 feet wide, and the grapes would just hang down.
其实你要到我家的话，你必须经过一个拱门，这个拱门有15尺长8尺宽，然后葡萄的枝子就在那边落下来。
And he had a bench right under there.
他在下面有一个板凳。
All you needed was a pillow and just reach up and pick the grapes.
你只需要躺在板凳上面，手一抓就可以抓葡萄吃。
Every once in a while, my dad would just cut off a cluster and say, Che bella cosa. How beautiful.
然后我父亲每次就是把一串葡萄剪下来就说好漂亮。
He had the vine life in him.
他在生命里面他有葡萄的这个生命。
But you know, the sad thing is, I've been trying for 3 years to grow grapevine in my backyard and every time they die.
令我悲伤的是我三年多来在我的后院子想种葡萄一直都是没有成功。
And I'm embarrassed to tell my colleague professors at the seminary that I don't know how to grow a grapevine.
我觉得跟我的神学院的同事跟他讲说我不知道怎么样种葡萄，对我来说是很没面子的事情。
My father was a good vine dresser.
我的父亲是很会栽培葡萄树的人。
And I wish that I had learned from him.
我真是巴不得我能够从他身上能够学习怎么样种葡萄。
But I was busy wanting to do everything else, like playing ball and buying popsicles.
我那个时候我就很忙，没有好好跟我父亲学，我就是打球还有玩其他的事情。
Even to planting a tomato and growing a tomato. Do you know what? I planted 4 tomato plants in my backyard. I have a postage stamp sized garden.
我知道吗？我在我的后院子种了四棵番茄树，然后用那个五篱笆给它围起来。
And I go back over there and I watch those now the little flowers coming out. I watch them and I do like this. I say, I hope I have some good tomatoes.
我看到它开花，我就祷告说，我希望能够有一些好的番茄出来。
And I'm embarrassed to ask my Kentucky neighbor how I'm supposed to take care of them.
我就觉得很不好意思，没面子去问我的 Kentucky 住在 Kentucky 的邻居，说我应该怎么样来种这个番茄呢？
When I remember those big, beautiful tomatoes that my father grew,
我就记得我父亲也种很漂亮、很美的番茄。
I just am not a farmer.
我当然就是不是生来就是做农夫的命。
Jesus says, "I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser."
耶稣说我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
And he knows how to care for a vine.
天父知道怎么样去栽培一个葡萄树。
He has sent me into the world to live among you. He has sent me to the cross, and He has raised me up, and I am going back. He is taking care of me just the way I want to take care of you.
他主耶稣说，天父知道我，他差遣我到这个世界上来，差遣我在这个世界住在人的中间，然后走到十字架上面，然后将来要复活。神爱我，给我安排的，就好像我耶稣说我以后要给你们安排的一样。
Now Jesus is talking to the disciples, and you'll notice in verse 2 he says, "Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit."
你看第二节，耶稣当时候是跟门徒讲的话。你看第二节说，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修剪干净，使枝子结果子更多。
He says, "Every branch of mine, any who relate to me as the true vine, my Father," he says, "will dress."
他说，只要跟我属于我的，然后我属于我的枝子，我的天父就要栽培他。
And he says, "If you are glued onto me, you're not going to grow."
他说，假如你一直粘着我的话，你就不能够长。
Can you imagine? Sometimes I've been tempted to just take a vine, a branch, and glue it onto my grapevine and say, "I'll grow."
有的时候，我都把一只枝子就插在土上，就叫他说你长吧。
But you can't glue branches onto a vine.
你不能够把插枝就把一个枝子插在葡萄树上面。
It has to grow from inside the vine.
这个枝子必须从它的葡萄树里面长出来才成为枝子。
Otherwise, there's no fruit.
这样子的话就不能够结果子。
And he says here, any branch in me that doesn't bear fruit.The vine dresser will just cut it and throw it away.
你看，假如说这个枝子不能够结果子，这个栽培的人就把它割掉，把它丢掉。
And like a good vine dresser, he wants to get all the fruit he can, and those branches that do bear fruit, he prunes them so that they bear more fruit.
你看，每一个种葡萄的人都最希望能够得到最多的葡萄果子，所以叫修剪干净。他把他结果子的人，他就修剪得更干净。
And here is an interesting verse in verse 3 that has caused a lot of questions in the minds of people. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you.
第三节有许多的弟兄姊妹有争论的，就是很有意思的一段圣经，说我现在因我所讲给你们的道已经干净了。
What does it mean to be made clean?
已经干净了是什么意思呢？
Well, if you circle that,those two words made clean and put an arrow back to the word prune, I think you have the answer.
我想你把这里所说已经干净了，把它放在一个箭头画回去，讲到第二节说它修剪干净，你就知道这个干净是什么意思。
The word that Jesus Christ has given to the disciples was his pruning of them.
主耶稣当初所告诉他们的话是对他们修剪干净的话。
And then,He gives them the key to this whole chapter.
然后他把这一章给他一个好像钥匙一样把它打开。
And the only way to bear fruit, he says, is in one word, abide.
他说要结果子唯一的方法就是在主的里面。
Now that word in the Greek is meno.
在希腊文的原文叫做 meno.
And meno means to abide not with your arms folded and waiting,
在原文的意思，这个住在里面，并不是就是把手屈起来就在那里等待。
But it means abide in place, in relationship to the life and to the dynamic of God working in your life.
而是有随时不断的自己与神保持一定的关系，随时不断的让神做工在你的里面。
He is saying, "Abide in me, and you can count on me abiding in you."
他说只要你在我的里面你就可以完全的相信我就一定在你的里面
And so the abide is the instruction to the disciples Stay in me and you will not have any problem
所以主耶稣在这里告诉他的门徒说你住在我的里面你就不会有问题
If you look through to verse 11 you'll find that the word abide appears 10 times
你看到第一节到十一节里面在主里面在这里面讲到十次
Which suggests that when a word appears that many times, it must be important.
讲到那么多次，我们想大概是非常重要吧。
And he goes on, and I recall as a boy in the little Italian mission how we used to sing, If you abide in me and I in you, you shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. Beautiful little chorus. They don't sing those choruses anymore.
记得在意大利的宣道士里面，他们喜欢唱一个福音的老诗歌，讲到我们如何住在主里面，主住在我的里面，你们所愿意的祈求就给你们得着。这些歌现在已经不唱了。
And what Jesus is saying that you as believers cannot do anything worthwhile unless it arises out of the true vine.
这里圣经告诉我们说，我们基督徒他的门徒所做的事情，除非在神的里面，不然的话是没有什么意义的。
You cannot bear fruit.
不能够结果子。
Now, it's interesting that this word bearing fruit, we find it again in verse 8.
我们看到在第八节又讲到结果子。
By this is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
第八节说你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
What does it mean to bear fruit?
结果子是什么意思呢？
Now let's follow the analogy that Jesus is using. Let's not get away from it.
我们还是记得神给我们的这个比喻，我们不要离开这个比喻。
Jesus starts out and says,If you abide in me and I in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done.
主耶稣说你在我里面，我就在你里面，你们靠着我祈求什么就必得着。我们记得这个关系。
Jesus talks about a vine and the branches.
是讲到一个葡萄树跟葡萄树的枝子。
And the branches cannot bear fruit unless it remains in the vine.
这个枝子不能自己结果子，除非枝子是跟在这个葡萄树的里面。
So when we talk aboutfruit on a grapevine or any other kind of vine, you're talking about that fruit that is the natural expression of what is in the life of that vine.
我们就看到这个葡萄树所结的果子，这个果子里面的东西是葡萄树生命的表现。
And so we apply this figure to Christ. As long as I abide in Christ, I will bear the fruit that is in Christ.
所以我们就记得这个图画，我们在神的里面所结的果子就是表明基督的生命。
A lot of people think that this means that if you abide in the vine, you will win many souls.
很多人认为说你在基督的里面，你就可以去赚取许多的灵魂，使人得救。
Bearing much fruit means winning many people to Christ.
结很多果子表示带很多人信主。
If we stay with the figure of the vine here, that is not what it means.
如果我们记得这个图片的话，这并不是这个圣经所说的意思。
The figure suggests that if we stay in the vine, the very nature, the very life, the very expression of what Christ is like will come out of us.
我们知道这个图片告诉我们，我们如果在主的里面，神的生命、神的本质、神的流露就从我们中间出来。
Look at Matthew 5:16.
我们看马太福音第五章第十六节。
Here is that beautiful verse out of the Sermon on the Mount.
这是在登山宝训上面所讲一个很有名的一段圣经。
Jesus says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven."
他说：“你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给神。”
The good works,
好行为
are the fruit of the vine.
是这个葡萄树所结出来的果子。
The fruit of the Spirit,
是圣灵所结的果子。
The fruit of the Spirit of Christ,
是圣灵借着耶稣基督所结的果子。
So Jesus says, "Abide in me, that you can bear much fruit. That is, you can show the world the Spirit of Christ."
所以他是主耶稣说你们可以多结果子，就是你们可以跟世人多多的表明是耶稣基督的生命。
And what is the life or the spirit of the vine of Christ that is to be seen by the world?
什么是耶稣的生命，圣灵所借着耶稣表现的生命给世人看见是什么意思呢？
St. Paul talks about the fruit of the spirit.
使徒保罗曾经讲到圣灵所结的果子。
And I like to believe that Jesus is sayingAs long as you abide in me, you will demonstrate the qualities of Christ-likeness.
我相信耶稣告诉他的门徒说，我们假如在神的里面，神要借着我们彰显神生命的本质，他的本性。
You will bear much fruit.
你要多结果子。
And if you do not bear that fruit, then you are
他把我们从他的枝子上面剪去。
Bearing much fruit means to reflect the fruit of love, joy, meekness, temperance, kindness, long-suffering, patience, and so forth.
耶稣生命的本质就是温柔、忍耐、和平、恩慈，各种许多圣灵所结的果子。
And he says, really, you can't show that kind of fruit apart from me, as he says in verse 5. You cannot show Christ-likeness without being in Christ.
在第五节里面告诉我们说，因为你们离了我就不能够做什么。他告诉我们说，我们不能够表明耶稣，我们离开耶稣的时候，我们不能够表明出耶稣的生命。
And to say that I am a Christian and am not showing the Spirit of Christ, I am only pasted or glued on.
我们是做一个基督徒，我们不能够表明一个基督徒的生命，表示我们只是这个枝子粘在这个葡萄树上，不是有生命的关系。
I am like the little Christmas tree that I pull out every Christmas.
好像我是一个圣诞树，每年圣诞节出来一下。
I put it away after Christmas in the attic, and when I go and get it for the next Christmas, it's the same thing, and I pull those branches and I stick them in a piece of wood.And they're the same every year. They're merely stuck there. There's no life.
啊，就好像我们的圣诞树每年表现一次，就把它收起来。就好像我们基督徒不能表现基督的生命，我们就好像我们的枝子插在这个树上面，不能够表明生命一样。
It looks like a Christmas tree.
看起来好像是圣诞树。
In fact, it's quite pretty.
好像是很漂亮。
And there's some people who look like Christians.
很多人看起来很像是一个基督徒。
And there are even some pretty ones too.
很多很漂亮的基督徒。
But they're only stuck on.
很多只是插在这个树上面，或者是粘在这个树上的基督徒。
Because there's no life coming through.
因为没有生命从树上流到他的枝子里面。
If a man, and here of course is a man or a woman, does not abide in me in verse 6, he's cast forth as a branch and withers.
第六节说，人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干。
The Lord doesn't want anybody coming after him who is not really serious about it.
神不希望我们来在他的面前怀着一个马马虎虎的态度。
And it says here that the branches are gathered and they're thrown into the fire and burned.
这里说，我们若在外面枯干，人拾起来丢在火里就烧了。
We don't know what that fire is.
我们不晓得那个火是从哪里来的。
But I like to think that anybody who begins to follow Christ and does not really live the genuine Christian life really finds himself separated intrinsically and is burning in his own misery.
我真是觉得说，我们一个基督徒若是不能够好好的做一个真实的一个基督徒，活出基督徒的生命来，他的生命，他的许多的不好的事情，好像在他心里面像火烧一样。
Burning in his own indecision, I do or I don't want to follow Christ.
他心里面的燃烧是常常他心里面所难做的决定，我做这个呢，还是不做这个，心里面好像火烧一样。
Burning as a contradiction is and is not a Christian.
然后他心里面的火烧是他心里面所带来的矛盾，他心里面所造成的冲突使他心里面像火一样的燃烧。
But the Lord says, if you really abide in me, there is nothing that you ask for but what I'll give it to you.
可是耶稣说，你们如果真是一个基督徒，你们所祈求的就必得着。
Now, what is it he means by asking for something?
他的讲到说你们祈求的是什么意思呢？
I do believe what he means here isthat you can ask to grow as much as you want and bear as much fruit as you can, and I will help you to bear that fruit.
就表示说你可以向那天父那栽培的人要说，我要多少结果子他就给你多少果子，你要结多少他就给你更多。
I don't know, I don't think it really means you can ask me to give you a, get you a job and I'll get a job for you.
我想可能不是说你要有一个工作我就马上能够一个工作给你
Or you ask me to find you a beautiful wife and I'll find her for you
或者你要有一个美丽的太太他马上找一个美丽的太太给你
The Lord said I put something inside of you You can do that yourself
神说我已经把你里面一个东西本能赐给你你自己可以去找到
But if we follow the figure of the vine
可是你如果想到这个葡萄树这个画面
We've got to stay in the context here
我们还是不要离开这个画面
If I am the vine and you are the branches growing out of me,
如果我是一个葡萄树，你是我葡萄树上面流出来的一个枝子。
The branch turns around and speaks to the vine and says, Oh, that I might show the fruit of Christ.
然后这个枝子对这个葡萄树说，我能不能表明耶稣的生命呢？
I need a little more patience, Lord.
我需要更多的忍耐。
And I'll give you more of my life.For patience.
所以这个树就给这个枝子更多生命上面需要的忍耐。
I need a little more gentleness fruit, Lord.
他说神啊我需要更多的恩慈。
All right, I'll send a little more gentleness.
他说我再给你更多的恩慈。
Because whatever the branch asks from the vine, that vine will give of itself to the branch.
当这个枝子跟这个葡萄树要的时候这个葡萄树把它自己的生命就供给这个枝子
And that's why in verse 8 it says This is how my Father is glorified That you will show as much of the Spirit and the fruit of Christ God will be glorified because you are becoming as Christ himself
因为这个第八节就说所以天父得到荣耀就是这个意思因为我们一直不断地表明天父神自己那神就自己得到表明他就得到荣耀
This isn't how God is going to be glorified by finding me a job finding me a wife finding me this and giving me No God is glorified by the way we live in the world and show who we are connected with
我们找到一个太太找到一个工作神并不是这样就能够得到荣耀而是我们自己能够把神完全的表明我们与神连结所表明出来的神得到荣耀
And then he says As the Father has loved me, notice the relationship. This is the same relationship in verse 1. As the Father has loved me, so now my relationship to you, I love you.
就像第九节跟第一节讲的一样，就如我父爱我一样，我也这样的爱你们。
And so what Jesus is talking about here in relationships is that I want you to have the same relationship to me, the vine, as I, the vine, have to the vine dresser.
耶稣在这里告诉我们说你们枝子如何与我的葡萄树有这样的关系就好像我的葡萄树与那栽培我的人一样的关系
And then he says three words
然后他说三句话
secret, Abide in me
他说这个秘密
Or abide in my love
在我的爱里面
And then as a proof of abiding He uses another word He changes the figure so to speak He says If you keep my commandmentsYou surely will abide in my love.
然后他就接下去解释这个关系他就说假如你们遵守我父的命令你们就在我的爱里
Because I have an idea he was anticipating Thomas asking the question saying how are we going to do this?
他也许知道说多马当时他又问神说我们怎么能够做这个呢
And before Thomas has a chance to ask because in chapter 14 you remember Thomas says Lord Where are you going? How are we going to know the way? He figured Thomas was going to ask that same question again.
我想耶稣大概记得在十四章里面，多马问耶稣说：“你们去哪里？这条路我们怎么知道呢？”我想耶稣可能知道多马马上又问说：“我们怎么样在你的爱里面呢？”所以耶稣马上说这句话。
So he turns to Thomas and says, "Tom, before you ask the question, the way you abide in my love is to keep my commandments." Oh, okay.
所以他转身对多马说多马你怎么样能够在我的爱里面呢就是遵守我的命令多马说好的
Because the same way that you abide in me by keeping my commandments is the way I have abided in Christ by keeping his commandment in God rather you'll notice there in verse 10
在第十节里面耶稣说你们遵守我的命令就好像你在我的里面就好像我遵守天父的命令我在天父的里面
So he's talking about a relationship It's a beautiful relationship I want you to relate to me just the way I relate to my father
这是一个很美的图片讲到关系我要你们跟我的关系像我跟我天父的关系是一样
These things he says I have spoken to you that My joy may be in you.
他说我告诉你们这些好叫我的喜乐可以满足。
Now, Jesus finally gives the reason why he's talking to them about abiding in him and having this relationship.
耶稣终于在这里告诉他的门徒说，他说这些话的目的是为了什么？
The reason I want you to abide in me is that my joy may be in you and your joy may be full.
主耶稣说，我告诉你在我的里面的原因是在我的喜乐可以存在你们心里，你们的喜乐可以满足。
Relationship number one.
关系第一点。
My relationship to Christ should be like Christ's relationship is to the Father.
我的关系与耶稣的关系就应该好像耶稣与天父的关系是一样。
Now, relationship number two is a little more difficult.
然后第二点的关系有点比较困难。
You've heard people say, oh, I can love the Lord, but it's people I can't love.
有时候你常常听人讲说，爱神我没有关系，可是要爱人我有点问题。
You know, really, it would be wonderful being a Christian if it weren't for the other Christians.
你知道，假如说，做一个基督徒是一个很快乐的事情，假如你可以单独一个基督徒自己存在，不与其他基督徒来打交道的话。
Remember Charlie Brown? Little cartoon says, I love humanity. It's people I can't stand.
他说我喜爱人类，可是是普通的人我不能够忍受。
On the mission field, we used to say, missionary work is great if it weren't for the other missionaries.
在宣道工作上面也讲到说，做宣道工作是很好，可是只要不要跟其他宣道士有来往。
And how many times Brother Chu has prayed, Oh Lord,This is a great church if it weren't for so-and-so.
有的时候是不是我们也祷告说这个是好的教会，可是只要这些有些弟兄姊妹不在这里就好了。
I didn't mean to use the name Chu. Did I use Chu? But preachers often pray, oh, I've got a wonderful church if it weren't for so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so.
有时候在带领教会的时候，我们常常会讲的说，啊，这个教会假如没有这个弟兄，没有那个姊妹，这个教会多好。
And this is where the rubber meets the road.
这就是这个摩擦的地方。
We can all sing the joyful songs of following Jesus, but getting along with other people, there's something wrong.
我们都可以唱我们跟随耶稣，可是要彼此的相处好像很困难。
He said, "Abide in my love, even as I abide in the Father."
他说。在我的爱里面，就好像我在我的父亲的、我的天父的里面。
And now in verse 12, he picks up the word commandment. Verses 1 to 11, he talks about abiding. Now in verse 12 through, he begins to talk about commanding.
从第一节到第十一节讲到说在神的里面，在神的里面。从十二节开始讲到他的命令。
In other words, it's one thing to come and live in my house and have a relationship. But once you're in my house,Now, here are the rules.
就好像说你要住到我的家里面固然是很好，你可以跟我常常在一起，可是你到了我的家里面要遵守我家里面的规定。
And I could imagine him saying, Peter, I want you to love John just as much as I have loved you. And Peter says, oh.
就好像耶稣告诉说，彼得，你要爱约翰，就好像我爱你一样。彼得说，很困难的样子。
That's what he says in verse 12. It isn't there, but it should be there.
就好像在十二节里面好像应该写着，可是约翰没有写这句话。
And then he says, prefiguring what he is going to do in just a few days, there's no greater love that a man could show for a friend than to lay down his life.
然后耶稣在这里预先告诉他们再过几天将要发生的事情，他说人为朋友舍命，爱没有比这个更大。
And Jesus not only says it with his lips,
耶稣不但只是用他的嘴巴来讲，
but he goes on and does it with his very body.
然后他用他自己的身体去实现他所说的。
And he says, you are my friends if you do what I command you.
他说你如果遵守我的命令，你就是我的朋友。
Don't tell me you love me and you can't get along with each other.
你不能说你爱我，你又不能跟其他的人一起的相处。
Don't tell me that you want to be like me and then go out and not act like me.
你不能你嘴巴说你要像我，你出去你不遵守我所做的事情。
My, it's amazing how we treat our friends in church. Beautiful, happy, kind, gracious.
有的时候我真的是惊讶，我们如何在教会里面跟弟兄姊妹相处，我们的我们彼此的相处，彼此的忍耐，彼此的恩慈。
But when we get home and deal with our wives and children, yap 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 yap。
那是我们回到家以后，我们对我们的先生，对我们的太太，对我们的孩子，就是吼叫的。
Can you imagine a person doing that in church with somebody?
你想想看，假如有人用这个态度对着教会底下弟兄姊妹，应该是怎么办呢？
How come we treat strangers better than we treat our own family?
有的时候，我们对陌生人的态度，远比我们对我们的家人的态度好太多了。
Oh, but in church you're supposed to be nice.
他说在教会里面你应该是好一点的嘛。
And after all, that's what home is for. You're supposed to act natural at home.
他说你在家里应该表现自然一点，那就是我自然的样子啊。
Well, what does it mean to be natural?
那表现自然是什么意思呢？
If a man's wife can stand up and say, I believe in my husband's religion, that man's got religion.
假如有一个人，一个妻子站起来说，我相信我先生所信的这位神的话，他做了一个很好神的见证。
If the children can say, I want to be a Christian like my dad and like my mother, they've got religion.
假如说一个儿女愿意起来做见证说，我要我父母所信的这位神的话，这个父母做的是一个很好的见证。
Yes, living the Christian lifeWould even be fun if it weren't for so and so.
是的。做基督徒好像，假如没有这个人，没有那个人，做基督徒就简单多了，是不是呢？
Doesn't John tell us somewhere else later on in one of the epistles, "You say you love me, and you say you love me whom you cannot see, but how can you love me whom you cannot see when you don't love your brother whom you can see?"
在约翰不是在后来书信里面告诉我们说，你说你爱我，你说你爱神，你不能够爱看得见的弟兄，你怎么去爱呢看不见的神呢？
And maybe that's why I can't love you, because I see all of the quirks that you have.
也许神说这就是我不能爱你，因为我看到你所有的缺陷。
You know, we love and send money to people in foreign lands who are suffering, but you go and live among them and a lot of people just can't stand it.
很多人愿意宁愿把钱送到遥远的地方给那饥饿贫苦的人，可是你假如你自己去跟他们一起住的话，你就不能忍受。
Here, give them my money, but I don't want to go there.
他说那我给你一点钱，我不要去。
You see, Jesus gets right down to where these men are living.
你看耶稣就到亲身到他们所住的中间去。
And he is saying, and notice the two words he uses, friend and servant.
你看耶稣用两个字，朋友，还有一个是仆人。
It's interesting because these disciples were constantly arguing who was going to sit on the right side and who was going to sit on the left side, who was going to have more important position in the kingdom. You remember?
你知道这很有意思的，用仆人跟朋友，他的门徒那个时候正在彼此的争论，谁要在神的耶稣的右边左边，谁要在天国中为大。
Even Mrs. Zebedee came once and said, I want my son Johnny to sit on the left side and I want Jimmy to sit on the right side.
甚至你知道约翰的母亲来跟他说，他说我要我的儿子约翰在右边，我的雅各，我的另外一个儿子在你的左边。
And how many times the Lord would be walking ahead of the disciples, then he'd stop and he'd say, now what are you arguing about?
我们想象耶稣可能常常到他的门徒中间去说，你们现在在吵些什么啊？
Everybody was eyeing each other to see who was going to get more points with Jesus.
很多人在那边彼此的猜疑，看谁能够在耶稣的面前得到更多的分数。
And I have an idea that the older ones felt, well, we're older, we ought to get better recognition.
那有的人想到说我们年纪大一点，应该在神的面前被他看重。
And you younger ones, you wait your turn.
那么年轻的人，你们慢慢的等待好了。
And Jesus says, we don't talk about who is going to be greater and who is going to be servant.
在耶稣却告诉他们说，我们不是讲在天国谁为大，谁是做仆人。
I want you fellows to talk to each other as friends.
我要你们彼此对待好像朋友一样。
For I myself didn't come to be served. I came to serve you, and I call myself your friend.
因为我不是来受人的服侍，我来服侍人，并且为我的朋友来服侍他们。
No longer do I call you, verse 15, servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
第十五节说，以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因为我从父所听见的已经都告诉你们。
And if we are friends of God, we should be friends of each other.
假如我们是天父的朋友，我们彼此应该也是朋友。
And then he goes on and shows them the favored and the select position that they have. He says, remember, you didn't choose me, I chose you.
然后耶稣马上告诉他们，他们所站的一个何等有利的一个地位，并不是他们拣选耶稣，是耶稣拣选我们。
And the reason I chose you, he says in the next verse, is that you should bear fruit. And if you're going to be my friends, you will show the Spirit of Christ.
他说，不但我拣选你们，我拣选你们的原因是你们可以去结果子。假如你们要做我的朋友的话，你们必须表明基督的生命。
And you notice again how he, when he talks about bearing fruit,He says, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
你看这里又讲到一件事情，每次讲到结果子，马上就说，你们奉我的父求什么，就能够给你。
In other words, any area of your life where you are lacking, we'll see to it that it is supplied to you.
他说你的生命里面缺乏什么部分，能够要表明耶稣的生命，神就补充我们这方面的需要。
Oh, that we might spend more time asking God,to give us more of his spirit.
或者我们可以花更多的时间来求神的圣灵来供给我们。
Oh, that we might ask God to give us more love and more patience, more gentleness and kindness.
我们可以跟神求更多的忍耐和平，神更多的恩慈在我们的身上。
Too often, when we have prayer requests, it seems as though it moves out into the temporal and into the physical and the suffering rather than pray that God will give me his graces.
我们有的时候常常在祷告会祷告事项里面就到这个短暂的世界，到这物质的世界，到这个需要的里面，我们没有到神的面前求神给我们他国度里面更多的一个本质。
Now at the end of the first section in verse 11, Jesus gave us the reason why he wanted this relationship with them.
第十一节第一段的结束，在第十一节里面，耶稣讲到他讲第一段的原因是在哪里。
That he says that your that my joy may be in you and your joy might be full.
他说我的喜乐可以存在你们心里，好叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
That's the result of a good relationship.
这是与耶稣与神有好的关系所得到的结果。
Now in verse 17 at the end of the second section,
在第十七节在第二段的结束的里面，
he gives us the reason.Why he wants them to have a good relationship with each other.
他说我告诉你们这些话让你们彼此有好的关系是为什么呢？
And that is, I command you that you love one another because you need love or else you'll devour yourselves.
他说你们需要爱，你们必须要彼此的相爱。
Finally, there is another relationship.
然后第三个，我们进入第三个的其他第三种的关系。
The first relationship is that ours should be with Christ even as Christ's relationship is with the Father.
第一种关系是我们与耶稣的关系就好像基督与他天父的关系是一样。
The second relationship is our relationship to one another even as Christ related himself as our friend.
我们第二个关系是我们彼此应该如何的相处，甚至像耶稣也成为我们的朋友。
Now he talks about the relationship to the world.
他第三个告诉我们我们与世界的关系。
And here's where a lot of people have problems.
这有很多人对这方面也有很多的问题。
You see, it's easy to have a relationship with the Lord and to love him.
你看要跟神要跟基督有关系去爱他是可以的。
And it's a little harder to have a relationship with God's people in the church.
要跟神的子民弟兄姊妹一起有好的关系是有一点点多一点困难。
But many people break down when it comes to relating to the world.
可是很多人在与世界关系的方面他们就跌倒。
Paul says that we who follow Christ are the offscouring of the earth.
他们保罗告诉我们说我们跟随神的人不再属于这个世界。
And for a long time many peopleIn many lands, in China and other places, were persecuted because they followed Jesus Christ.
在许多世界许多地方，包括中国大陆，有人为了跟随耶稣就受到很多的逼迫。
There have been as many martyrs in the 20th century because they followed Christ as there were in the first century.
在二十世纪殉道的人并不比第一世纪殉道的人少。
What does that say about our relationship to the world?
这讲到我们与世界应该有什么关系呢？
Does it say that we hate the world?
是说我们要恨恶这个世界吗？
No, it doesn't say that.
并没有这样讲。
It says the world hates us.
他说世界是恨我们。
Because we speak another language, we live a different life.
因为我们说不同的话，我们过不同的生活。
And the reason the world hates us is because they are guilty.
因为世界恨我们，因为他们觉得有罪。
When they see the way the Christian lives, the world is guilty.And they are condemned because of the contrast of the two lives.
当世人看到基督徒的生活，他们觉得有罪，他们受到咒诅，因为两个明显的有差别。
And one of the best instruments that Christians have to bring the attention of the world to God is the way they live for God.
基督徒能够最有效的方法把世人带到神的面前，最有力的办法就是把神活在他们的生活里面。
It's a very quiet way of saying to the world, that is wrong, that is wrong, that is wrong.
这是基督徒一个很安静的办法，告诉世界的人生活，他们说他们哪里哪里是做错了。
Some worldly people, godless men, feel very uncomfortable working with Christian people.
有一些很圣洁的人，甚至他们觉得说跟基督徒在一起做事情非常的很难相处。
And how many times some honest person will go up to a Christian and says, "How come you don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't do a lot of things that we do?"
甚至有很多人在外面看起来好像是诚实的人，他们来到基督徒面前，他们也觉得奇怪，说你们为什么不抽烟、不喝酒、不说谎话，像我们一样呢？
And then when you tell them, they say, "Boy, I wish I were like you."
他们说，哦，我多么盼望我像你一样。
And you say, "Well, you can be."
他说，你可以啊。
But they don't want to pay the price.
可是他们不愿意付这个代价。
So really, the world would be better off if they weren't condemned every day by the presence of Christians, because they wouldn't feel condemnation.
其实世人他们觉得，假如没有基督徒多好，他们不被咒诅，他们不被定罪，那他们不是活得很快乐吗？
But this is what Jesus meant when he said, "You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth."
可是耶稣说，你们是世上的光，你们是世上的盐，就是这个意思。
And the world doesn't like the light of the gospel of the Christian life.
世人并不爱生活耶稣福音所带来的光。
And so he says, "If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you."
所以耶稣说，你知道世人恨恶你，可是你知道他们还没恨你以前已经恨我了。
He is saying you can expect the same kind of treatment that I got from the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
所以他说，你们可以知道你们所受的待遇跟我被法利赛人他们所受的待遇是一样的。
You're going to get the same treatment that I got from the rabble. All they wanted was food for their stomachs. They wanted miracles, but they didn't want anything to do with eternal life.
他说，你知道你们所受的跟耶稣自己所受对于以色列拉比他们所对待耶稣的态度一样，因为他们只需要他们生命上他们肚子里面的需要的粮食。
People who live for their belly.
人为他的肚子肚腹来生活。
People who are sensuous.
人为他自己。
People who want to satisfy their bodies.
人只为了满足他自己的生命。
And neglect their eternal soul.
他就忽略了那永生灵魂的价值。
And they're going to hate you because you remind them that they should.
他们恨恶你们，因为你常常提醒他们应该做的事情。
Demetrius stirred up a riot. He hated what Paul was saying because it was ruining his business.
你看那个米底丢人在罗马书里面, 他恨恶他们, 因为他来干涉到他们的一个工作。
And being a Christian will put a crimp in the business the way some people run their business.
在基督徒他们的生活上面, 他们就好像在做事业的上面, 他们放了一个 一个东西 让你觉得你做生意在世界的时候 你觉得非常的痛苦 非常的难堪
He says if you were like the world would love you
他说你爱这个世界 世界就爱你
But because you are not And because I chose you out of the world hates you
可是世界
Disciples of Christ
我们做一个耶稣的门徒 我们在我们的面前有一种的选择
We can live in such a way that we present a clear, crystal clear idea of Jesus Christ.
我们在生活的里面, 我们可以选择像水晶一样明显地把神活露出来。
Or we can live so that we can live half satisfying the world and half satisfying Christ.
或者我们可以活着一半是属于这个世界, 一半是过一个基督徒的生活。
You cannot satisfy Two masters, Jesus said.
耶稣说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Either you will love the one and hate the other, or you will hate the one and love the other.
不是爱这个就是恶那个。
And he said, you're going to live, if you live for me, you're going to live the way I lived, and you're going to receive the same kind of persecution.
耶稣说如果你爱我, 你就要照我的方法来生活, 你也会接受到我所接受的事情。
The servant isn't any greater than his master, and you have called me master. You are not going to live a life with any less hatred from the world than I have lived.
耶稣说,仆人不能大过主人,你们称我为主人,所以你们所遭遇的并不会低于我所遭遇的。
They'll do all of this because they don't understand.
他们做这个是因为他们不明白。
And you're going to have to learn what I will say of the world, Father. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
所以耶稣说，你们所要经历的，就要经历到我自己亲身所经历的事情。说父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
And then he goes on to show how they will be to the world as he was to the world.
然后耶稣告诉我，他要怎么样这个世界，就好像耶稣自己对待这个世界一样。
As he says here in verse 22, if I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sinned.
在22节他说我若没有教训他们他们就没有罪
But now they have no excuse
但是他们现在没有无可推诿
And the Christian life out in the world today is saying You have no excuse for sinning Because Christ Jesus is in your presence
基督徒在世人面前可以告诉世人说 你们不能再推诿说你们没有罪，因为耶稣基督活生生的活在你的面前。
So Christ is saying you are presenting a whole new world of living in contrast to the world that the living of the world.
所以耶稣告诉他的门徒说，你们出去要做一个跟世界强烈对比的一个生活，活在世界的面前。
And so as we bring this lesson to a close, The lesson is, how do I live out there where it really counts?
我们要结束今天的聚会以前，我们要真正问的一个问题是说， 我要怎么样的生活，让我的生活能够完全的有意义？
Jesus is saying the Christian life is not a private life.
耶稣说基督徒的生活并不是一个单独的一个生活。
Don't be ashamed. To let them know that you are a follower of Christ, he says.
耶稣说,你们不要以跟随我为羞耻。
In fact, they'll even persecute you, as he says in the Sermon on the Mount. They'll persecute you for my sake.
甚至在登山宝训里面,主耶稣也告诉说,那逼迫你的人有福了。
The world will crucify you as they will crucify me.
因为世人要逼迫你们,好像他们逼迫我一样。
But in so doing, you are my witnesses. And this is what he says in the last verse.
在最后一节,耶稣说,他们这样做的原因是因为你们是我的见证。
You have been with me, you are my disciples, and the reason is that you might be a witness to the world.
他说你从一开始就与我同在，你是我的门徒，你们是我在世界上的见证。
And the only revelation that the world will see that Christ is living in you and me is by the fruit.
然后这个世界的证据在于说我与你之间的关系就在于你所结的果子。
A tree is known by its fruit.
我们看到果子就知道树。
AndIf the tree is whole and healthy, it will bear good fruit.
假如这个树是正常的，是健康的，这个树就要结果子。
Neither can a fig tree bear grapes, nor a grapevine bear figs.
因为无花果树不能结葡萄果，葡萄树也不能结无花果树的果子。
Let me tell you, fellas, Jesus is saying.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，让我来告诉你们。
You will bear and be seen by the world whatever is in the vine if you allow it to work through your life.
他说，如果你给机会让神做工在你的里面，你就可以显明基督这个树本身生命显明在你的生活里面。
St. Paul tells us that the world and the church should always be in tension.
保罗说他的世界跟教会随时都是冲突的。
And when the tension between the world and the church is gone, something has happened that has destroyed the life of the church.
他说当世界跟教会的冲突不存在的时候，有某些事情一定是来搅扰了教会的生活。
What has happened is that the fruit or the witness is not clear.
他就表示说果子或者是见证并不明确。
Someone has said the world has become a little churchy.
有的人说这个世界可能比较属灵一点了。
And the church has become a little worldly.
然后这个教会呢有一点偏向这个世界。
Why don't we just be friends and live together?
他说我们为什么不做朋友，大家一个人走一半来做一个朋友呢？
Why do we have to die for Jesus?
为什么要为耶稣舍命？
Why do we have to go through all this persecution?
为什么要受逼迫？
You're all right, and we're all right. Let's get along.
你也蛮好，我也蛮好，我们大家一起和平共存嘛。
Jesus said, I came to bring a sword.
耶稣说我来是带了刀剑。
And sometimes this sword means daughter against mother.Daughter-in-law against mother-in-law, children against parents.
耶稣说有来动世界上动刀兵，乃是让子女与对的父母，或者是儿女对的家人。
I just want to remind you, Jesus told Peter on the slopes of Mount Hermon.
当耶稣告诉彼得的话，
When Peter confessed, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
因为在黑门山的地方，彼得说你是神，是永生神的，你是上帝，是永生神的儿子。
Jesus said, upon this confession I will build my church.
他说我的教会要建筑在这个根基上面。
The confession that I am indeed the Son of God.
这个根基就是我的确是神的儿子。
And then he goes on to say what is so beautiful. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church.
耶稣说了一个很美的话，就是地狱的权势不能胜过这个教会。
Be sure you get the picture straight.
你应该把这个图片弄得很正确。
He is saying that the gates of hell that are standing here will not be able to stand when the church comes and batters them down.
他说地狱的门在这里，当教会的权势来打破地狱的门的时候，地狱的门站立不住。
The church is on the offensive, and the gates of hell will just fall.
因为教会在一个攻势的里面，这个地狱的门就要跌倒。
Jesus says, go out into the world and prevail against the gates and destroy the gates of hell.
因为耶稣要我们到世界去，去攻击这个地狱的门，地狱的门就要跌倒。
They're going to fight you, they're going to hate you, but go on in my name, and you will be strong and overcome them.
虽然世界要恨恶你，要逼迫你，但是耶稣说你继续的去做，虽然这个世界要抵挡你，但是世界要抵挡不住。
And then he gives the reason for this third relationship.
然后耶稣讲到，他讲到这第三段的原因在哪里。
That is found in the first verse of the 16th chapter.
在第十六章的第一节里面。
He said, I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away.
他说我已将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒。
Where do most people find the temptation to fall away from Christ?
我们发现我们常常做门徒跌倒的原因大部分在哪里呢？
Is it when they're reading the Bible and reading about their relationship with Christ?
是不是讲到第三个与神的关系呢？
Is it when they're in church, when they're singing and hearing the preaching and they're relating to brothers and sisters?
还是在教会里面听到想到与弟兄姊妹的关系呢？
It is in the world where the world is putting pressure on us and tempting us and hating us and persecuting us and we don't want to pay the price.
而是常常跌倒的原因是我们在这个世界的里面，我们受到试探，我们受到引诱，我们不愿意付代价。
Jesus says, I'm reminding you disciples that if you want to have that relationship with the Father as I have, and if you want to have that relationship with one another as I have with you, your relationship with the world is going to be one of tension.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，假如你要在我的里面像我在我的父里面一样，假如你要弟兄姊妹一起彼此的相爱一样，你在这个世界上面你有征战有挣扎。
And if you're not willing to put up with the tension of the world, very likely you're going to lose your relationship with your brothers and sisters and your relationship with me and the Father.
假如你不愿意在这个世界的征战上面你付了代价的话，你与弟兄姊妹的关系跟你与我的关系就会失去。
This is why St. Paul tells us in the last chapter of Ephesians,
这是保罗在以弗所书里面所告诉我们最后一章告诉我们的话一样。
He says, put on the whole armor of God,
他说穿上神全副真理的军装，
that you may be able to resist the wiles of the enemy,
所以你可以抵挡那恶者那征战。
The Christian life is a warfare,
基督徒的生活就是一个征战。
It's a battle,
是一个彼此相争的生活。
It is not a defense against the world, but it is an offensive against the power of the enemy.
不是我们在这里消极的在这里抵挡，我们应该积极的去攻取这个世界上的敌人。
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war.
他说，基督精兵前进。
With the cross of Jesus going on before.
在耶稣的十字架的带领之面，基督的精兵可以往前进。
Like a mighty army moves the church of God.
好像完全的神的一个军队，我们整个教会一起出去。
From triumph to triumph,
争了胜了又胜。
What is your relationship with Jesus Christ?
你与耶稣基督的关系是如何呢？
What is your relationship with your brother and sister?
你与弟兄姊妹关系的关系是如何呢？
What is your relationship to the world?
你与世界的关系又是如何？
May God help us.
求神帮助我们。
Search our hearts and seek to grow, because He has abundance in the vine.
我们求神帮助我们，我们愿意去成长，因为神在他的葡萄树里面，他有丰盛的生命。
Oh, that each one of us Christians might be a luscious cluster of grapes, showing the fruit of the vine.
巴不得每一个基督徒都像一串串的果子一样，充充满满，饱饱足足地表出神的本性出来。
And whatever you ask, I will give it to you. If you want to bear more fruit, He'll help you to bear that fruit.
凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们得着。你们可以充充满满，完完全全表现出神的生命。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have abundant resources for all of our needs.
亲爱的耶稣，我们感谢你，因为在你的里面有我们生命满足的泉源。
And if any of us lacks, we know we can come to you and ask.
我们知道我们中间有人有缺乏的，我们可以到你的面前来祈求。
There is no limit, O God, to what you want to do for us.
主在你的里面对我们所需要的成就是没有限制的。
And there is no limit to the growth that we can have.
主在我们的里面，我们的成长也不受到任何的限制。
O Lord, we don't want to be mediocre.
主啊，我们不愿意做一个不冷不热的人。
We want to live abundantly.
我们要做一个满满足足丰盛的基督徒。
Let our joy be full, unspeakable, and full of glory.
主，愿我们的喜乐可以永远的满足，可以达到完全的境界。
Help us to have victory this morning in our lives.
主，求你在今天早上帮助我们的生命能够得胜。
Help us to drive our stakes of commitment deeper.
主，让我们在你的面前，我们所做的允诺更多的深沉。
And help us to follow Christ more faithfully.
主也叫我们能够跟随耶稣更多的忠实。
We examine our hearts this morning.
主，我们今天早上我们自己寻求我们自己的心。
And for whatever lack we have, we ask that you will make it up to us.
主，我们所缺乏的，求你再一次补足我们。
Give us, Lord, your grace.
主，求你给我们更多你的仁爱。
For Christ's sake, we pray.
因为基督耶稣的圣名，我们这样祷告。
Amen.
Amen.